Dear friends, by now you may have heard that we are in the middle of an exciting raffle. The details of this raffle can be found on www.suburbanorthodox.org/raffle. Through the shul and the institute, we have the privilege to deliver a wide variety of shiurim, lectures, and learning opportunities. But we need your help. We need your partnership. When you purchase a raffle ticket or many, you are helping us to continue to ensure that we could spread the beautiful and meaningful message to literally all four corners of the world. Thank you in advance for your help and much hatzlacha. So there is a beautiful pasuk. The pasuk says again, remember at the end of Parshas Naso, so the Torah goes through the various tribal offerings of the tribal princes, the Nasiim. So it goes through day by day what every single Nasi went ahead and brought. And I will say, we know again all the Nasiim brought the identical gift. So, of course, there's always the Shiloh as to why we have to go through such detail regarding the gifts of the tribal princes, if at the end of the day, each of them gave the same gift. So I want to share with you just a different insight. So in the beginning of the gifts, so this is Perek Zayin, Pasek Yud Beis. So the Pasek says, Vayhi ha-makriv bayom harishon es karbono, nachshon ben aminadav l'mate Yehuda. So the Pasek says, the one who went ahead and brought his korban on the first day was Nachshon ben Aminadav, who was the tribal prince, ultimately for the Shevet of Yehuda. So as I said, the Mefarshim point out something very interesting. By all of the other Nesiim, the Pasuk says as follows. By Yom HaSheni, for example, Hikriv Nisal ben Suar Nisi Yisachar. It calls them the Nasi. Amazingly enough, when it comes to Nachshon ben Aminadav, who is the first of the Nesiim, it doesn't call him Nasi. Nasi just leaves it off, just doesn't say anything. So what's the pshat? So for example, the Chizkuni says, I'll quote you, the Chizkuni says, Lo nikra kan Nasi, kedei shelo yizgaya al shekrivo berishon. So the Chizkuni says it was done as an act of humility. Nachshon ben Aminadav, don't get too carried away with yourself that you get to go ahead and offer first. Don't let it go to your head. So how ultimately is Nachshon ben Aminadav humbled? The word Nosi is not mentioned in conjunction with his offering. He's number one, but lest you let the number one status, the number one position go to your head, it omits Nasi as a way of maintaining humility. But the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something absolutely amazing. Listen to this. He says, Kishmo Kishal Nachshon Holech Lefanov. We already know Nachshon Ben Aminadav. How do we know Nachshon Ben Aminadav? His name, his reputation already precedes him. How do we know him? Ki Hu Kafatz Rishon L'so Chayam. Because he went ahead, he was the first one to walk into the Yam Suf. Ushmo Haya Yoser Chashuv Me'asher HaTor. His name was much more important than any title. Nachshon ben Aminadav is well known to us before he is the Nasi of Shevet Yehuda. Nachshon ben Aminadav will forever be remembered as the man who is willing to walk into the Yam Suf when no one else was willing to do so. Before the sea split, he was the one who was willing to go. That identity of Nachshon ben Aminadav far surpasses his identity ultimately as Nasi. We'll say, what's the incredible lesson the Baal Shem Tov is teaching us? A lot of times in life, we define ourselves by the positions we hold. Right? A lot of us define ourselves by our careers. Right? I'm a this, I'm a that. Or we define ourselves by other positions of prominence that we hold. I will say, at the end of the day, your positions of prominence and your career are very important things, but they cannot be what defines you. What defines you at the end of the day are your maisim. What kind of person are you? What are the deeds you engage in? What is the lifestyle you lead? What are the things that you're most nefesh for? What are the things that you're willing to sacrifice for? Who you really are is never defined by where you work or the title in your company. Who you really are is never defined by the positions, even if they're very chashava positions that you hold. Who you really are is defined by the things that you are willing to do, is defined by the actions that you're willing to take. Nachshon ben Aminadav was the Nasi for Shevet Yehuda, but that was not his defining characteristic. His defining characteristic was, he was a Baal Emunah. He was the man who was willing to walk into the Yamsuf. He was the man who was willing to lead by example. Put your trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything will be okay. So when the Torah identifies him, even in the context of the Nasi, the Torah never defines him ultimately as the Nasi. The Torah says, Nachshon ben Aminadav, you already know who this man is. And both say the lesson for us is so incredibly amazing. It is so tempting to define ourselves by what we do for a living, or at the end of the day, by the positions even of prominence that we hold. The real self-identity, the real definition of who we are, is never defined by where we work, for whom we work, or the companies, or the prosperity we build. It's never even defined by the beautiful positions we hold for very chashiva organizations or entities. At the end of the day, your true worth and your true value is ultimately defined by what you do, by the maisim you engage in, by those things that you are moser nefesh for. It's great to be a nasi. It's even better to be a nachshon ben Aminadav.